Hey guys, real quick, I want to tell you about an awesome product from Organifi. It's called Green Juice. And this is truly a superfood powder. It's got everything you need in one little scoop. Something I take first thing in the morning upon waking. Well, actually, right after I finish my fast, usually around 10 o'clock in the morning. And then again, I'll take it during the workout. And this has a number of cool things in it. Specifically, one that I'm a fan of is ashwagandha root. And they use a very specific form of this called KSM-66, which is highly bioavailable. It has a calming effect on the body. It's also one of these things where it's adaptogenic, which means it's going to handle your body's stress as needed and not overdo it. So if I'm going to take a gang of vitamin C pre-workout, that's going to have some negative impacts on how well I train and how hard my workout is. It's going to negate some of the training effect, is my point. KSM-66 works differently. So this form of ashwagandha does not impair your training load, and it does help you recover quicker. There's a lot of science on this stuff. It's absolutely amazing. They've included wheatgrass, horseradish tree, spirulina, chlorella, organic matcha green tea leaf, all sorts of good stuff in here. And it tastes great. They also have turmeric, which I'm a huge fan of. That's in their gold products, and organic red beet. Check it out at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. And use code word Kyle, K-Y-L-E, at checkout for a whopping 20% off everything in the store. Thank you. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to the solo cast. We're going to be doing these once a month. On today's episode, I'm going to give a couple of public service announcements. I'm going to talk about the podcast changes because I've been getting a lot of questions about that. Why the name change? Why sponsors? What's going on with the frequency? We've been doing about one a week, but that's going to change to more. My past trips for the podcast and work and my upcoming trips. So all good shit to talk about, what I've been reading, and this one last PSA I have on kids and food. So first, let me just say this. For anybody who listened to the podcast with Jeff Taraday from Trucy International, that podcast has been removed and taken down, as well as... being removed from my Instagram. So the whole reasoning behind this is there has been quite a bit of discussion around the fact that Trucy is a fucking scam. And I was irate to find this out for a couple of reasons. Number one, I had these guys on my podcast, promoted them. I have no affiliation with them, didn't make money from them. But at the same time, I too was fucking conned into buying a machine on credit in which they would supplant the monthly fee. So basically what people were doing, if you're unfamiliar with this, is they would go to buy a hydrogen water machine. And if you didn't have $10,000 up front to get it, they would get you funded through a third party creditor. In exchange, whatever your monthly bill was, they would send out a check of equal value or maybe $5 less. So for me, it was $355 a month, still is, and they would send a check for $350. So it ended up costing me about $5 a month. And this was all a part of their fake case study they would use to try to get more clinical data on people. Of course, this has now been exposed as a sham. And what's been happening is people go through the process like me, and after a few months, the checks stop showing up. So what you're left with is the remaining $8,000 to $10,000 bill. And you can't say, go fuck yourself to the creditor because they're third party and that'll just ruin your credit score. So I'm on the hook for a small car payment till the end of time. My machine doesn't even fucking work, which is no surprise. Most people, and all you have to do, look, if you want to figure this out for yourself, just Google search Trucy, T-R-U-S-S-I-I, scam, and see what pops up. There's a Facebook group that has quite a few people in it. Unfortunately, I've had some friends that signed up for this as well. So I couldn't tell you. I'm besides myself. I don't think Jeff is a bad guy. I don't think he knew, from what I understand. I've been talking with other people who worked even closer with them, like Anthony DiClemente from the Biohacking Secrets. He's been on the show. Of course, Ben Greenfield was the first person to reach out to me and let me know as well. So my sincere apologies. I'm right there with you. Hopefully, you know, from what I've heard, the SEC and the FBI are looking into this. The guy who started the company is not even listed on the LLC. He's a real fucking scumbag. Already was in jail earlier this year. And so you know, I don't know that there's going to be money to get back from this. Hopefully we can get some type of loan forgiveness for the outstanding debt that was caused by these guys. But I really have no fucking clue. If you want more information, please sign up for that Facebook group. I'll get it linked in the show notes for you guys to click on. I'm not even on Facebook, but if you want to jump in there and see what's going on, then hopefully when there's enough people, we can at least send the guys to jail. That's a big one. All right. Outside of that, some good news. Podcast changes. Why the name change? This is a big one. So for a long time, I've wanted more flexibility in the guests that I had and just what I talked about in general. And that's not to say that this isn't going to be a health and wellness show anymore. It certainly is. Obviously, I think of the umbrella of health and wellness as physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And all things optimization can fall into any one of those quadrants, including financial optimization, because that very much so contributes to our emotional and mental state of well-being. I'm not going to say that's physical or spiritual, but it certainly is mental, emotional. There's a lot of shit tied to money around that. So I'll talk more about that in a second. But bottom line is, I wanted a bit more flexibility, and there was a couple other factors. The show used to cost on it about $1,000 per guest. And although Ob and other people didn't have an issue with it, some people did. And so being that the show was in the red, I wanted more sponsors from outside companies. And it kind of went back and forth for a while. And then they finally said, sure, let's, you know, Ob talked about having the name changed to mine. On it would remain a sponsor indefinitely. And I would then be able to get sponsors, not only to cover the cost of the show, but also to help with my own personal income. So that's why we have sponsors. It may be a little bit annoying at first or jarring to hear a mid-roll ad. I understand that, but those do pay the most. And I want you to know that by supporting the show, or one of the ways you can support the show is by using my coupon code at checkout from some of these products. So if you want to try an Organifi product or you want a Whoop Watch and you use code word Kyle at checkout, it really helps me out a lot to keep these sponsors around. So, and that helps me to travel. All right, guys, one more quick one I want to tell you about, Whoop. It is by far the very best device in the self-quantification movement. That's a lot of fucking words. What does that mean? That means I need to take a deeper look on how my training is impacting my body and how my sleep is impacting my recovery. All these things are factored into the equation here with the Whoop through their incredible app, which uses machine learning to dial in how you sleep. For example, when I share a bed, I typically get 12% less REM sleep because I'm sharing a bed with my 4-year-old son. I wouldn't know that without the Whoop or without the machine learning technology they use through their questionnaires on a daily basis. But there's way more to this. The new 3.0 they just came out with has a 5-day battery life. That means you charge it once every 5 days. Roughly, depending on how often you're checking your stats. It does heart rate 24/7 around the clock. In addition to sleep quantification, it quantifies your daily stress and exertion through their strain meter, which is incredibly important. That's the way that I can tell exactly how hard I'm working throughout the entire day. So people monitor their workouts with a heart rate strap, things like that, but they don't know how many miles they've put in. They don't know all the other factors that have gone into this. They don't know if the food they ate caused more stress for their body. All these things factor into that daily strain. And I really can get a closer look on exactly how hard I'm working throughout a 24-hour cycle because of Whoop. In addition to all these wonderful new features, they're going to gamify the system. That means you can start a group and have your friends join you. That also means I'm starting a group. And when you order the Whoop using code word Kyle at checkout, you'll be automatically added to my group. That means you can see exactly how well I slept, exactly how well I recovered, and if I'm pushing it or if I'm being lazy. Point is, it's a really fun way to check in with friends, to have actual accountability with one another, and to take your training and sleep and recovery to the next level. For more, go to whoop.com and use code word Kyle at checkout for $30 off new subscriptions. Thanks for listening. We'll get into travel here in a second, but frequency changes. I've been traveling a lot for this show. It makes more sense for me to travel to my guests than for me to bring people here to Austin now, just because if I go to LA, I can get, you know, 5 to 15 guests in a week, as opposed to flying one guest out at a time. So that's what we've been doing. I had a super long trip out to Central America. I went to Costa Rica. I talked about doing ayahuasca on Aubrey Marcus's podcast. We'll link to that in the show notes. Great episode with him. And talked a bit about my travels with my family, and also talked about a little bit of this 9-day podcast trip I had. through California, Sacramento to San Diego, in which I also had Montezuma's Revenge from Mexico the entire time. And that was really one of the most challenging things I've ever had to do, was shit my brains out three or four times in the 15 minutes prior to a podcast, pucker my butt cheeks, and let it rip for an hour. Well, not let it rip, but let it podcast for an hour and then immediately sprint back to the restroom to go again. I did that for the vast majority of my interviews. So that's one thing that kind of sucks is, you know, if I flew somebody in for a few days, I might be able to move that podcast around a bit to accommodate for some sickness. But out there, you just got to let it rip. You know, we had so many people lined up, that took months of planning. So once you have your time to go, you just got to go. And that's what I did. So I'm really happy. But if you hear or notice, I'm a little bit low energy in some of those interviews that I haven't released yet, that's why. The other reason I'm going to change the frequency to include more podcasts on a monthly basis, instead of once a week, we're going to have one solo cast a month in addition to the once a week and another bonus episode at least once a month. So we're looking at 6 episodes a month right now for the foreseeable future, likely through the end of the year. And then possibly we'll go up to 8 episodes a month with one as a solo cast going forward. And the reason for that is we've stockpiled quite a bit. I'm recording this the day before it comes out, July 18th. And, you know, we're done through the end of October right now. So that means Dr. Peter Attia, unless I move his podcast up, which we may, he would come out the end of fucking October. It's kind of odd to think because, you know, generally the topics that I'm discussing with people have more to do with their background and what they're about. And as Paul Selig says, what is true in the past is always true. So if somebody's dropping some knowledge bombs on anything they're a master of, I think that's going to remain true. But there are some things that have a timeline to it. There are some things that matter in terms of current events. And I think it'd be better if my guests didn't have to wait 4 months to get a podcast out. So that's really the goal of starting to increase. And you guys will see more podcasts. Hopefully you enjoy them. Please, please, please. I want to hear from you guys. So I know a lot of people online that follow me on Instagram don't listen to the podcast. I know a lot of people that listen to the podcast don't follow me on Instagram. Get your ass on Instagram at Kingsbu, KINGSBU, and write me there. Don't DM me. Just write me because I don't check DMs. Just write me on a post and say, hey, I liked this part of the episode, or you know what? That part of the episode I didn't like. Whatever you want to tell me, talk to me. You got any questions, I'll answer it as long as I see it. And that'll be the way we can do that. That will be the way that we can communicate and talk about what's going on. Outside of that, upcoming trips. I got some really cool ones coming up. I'm heading to New York City. I'm going to interview a guy who I've become a massive fan, Ramit Sethi. So we'll link to his episode on the Tim Ferriss Show in the show notes here. Just an incredible guy. He wrote the book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw me post about it. I finished the book. I have it on Audible and paperback. It is hands down the best fucking book I've ever read on finance. By far. It's completely to the point. It has a beautiful writing style. It gives you very easy to use tactics on how to optimize your finances, how to automate your finances, and how to stop fucking thinking about where your money's going and when and how much you got to have for guilt-free spending and all this other shit. I mean, it's the best by far. It's completely changed my financial structure. And I'm not saying that I'm rich now. I'm just saying that I am putting a bit more away towards the future. I've maxed out my 401k. I'm doing a lot of things. And if you don't have a 401k, that's totally fucking fine. There's something for everybody. So if you make less than a certain amount of money, obviously you could start a Roth IRA, which is something I think all of us would have loved to have started in our teens or early 20s. Bottom line is, read the fucking book. If you don't think finances are important, trust me, they are. Finances are kind of like Paul Check's quote around health. Paul Check said, sooner or later, your health will be your number one concern. Sooner or later, your health will be your number one concern. Whether you make it your number one concern now or whether it becomes that on your deathbed, sooner or later, it becomes your number one concern. Sooner or later, money becomes at least the number two concern. And quite often, it is the number one concern. Whether you're doing well or whether you're not, there's a lot of people out there who make cheese and spend it as fast as it comes in. I was one of them. I lived like a poor person who wins the lottery for years when I started making money in the UFC and then after, even though I didn't make much in the UFC. So, and I guess to elaborate on that, poor person wins the lottery. A year later, they have none of it. And that's kind of what it was. I'd get a fight of the night bonus. It was gone. I would get a pay raise at work and I would have nothing to show for it, nothing in savings and nothing going towards my retirement. Whereas now that has completely shifted and the money that's left over is completely available for guilt-free spending, which is really something that Ramit gets to, is that you don't have to fucking cut back on lattes. You don't have to shop for grain-fed garbage meat at some shitty grocer. You can still get the grass-fed beef and still do it right. But it really does give you more power and control. And most importantly for me, and the reason I'm fucking really talking about this and why I'm really excited to interview him, is there's a certain degree of stress that washes away when you have a general plan around where your money's going and what it's contributing towards. So I know for a fact that I'm gonna be okay if I make it to 67 years old and keep contributing the way I am. My entire family will. That's a very good thing to look forward to. Outside of that, I just feel better about where my money's going now. And I feel more comfortable when I want to go out and splurge. I want to go out and eat a nice dinner at Red Ash, or if I want to eat a cheap one at Hop Dottie, a couple of my favorite restaurants here in Austin, I can fucking do that and not flinch and worry about where money's coming next and those kind of things. So there's so much to it. He has an amazing website, iwillteachyoutoberich.com, which has all sorts of learning tools, tons of blogs. And he also has a lot of courses that are really cool too. So, you know, I'm building a website right now and I'll be doing some courses myself. So I may end up taking one of his courses and use that as a business expense. Most likely that'll happen sometime next year. But all that to say, huge fucking fan of Ramit. Get into his work, dive deeply. It will help you out. I fucking promise you. Outside of that, I've got Wednesday Martin, author of the book Untrue, who's been on Aubrey's podcast. Really one of the best books ever written about female sexuality, to put it plainly. And it's kind of the, if Chris Ryan's book, Sex at Dawn, was one of the first big books to break through the evolutionary biology surrounding polyamory and different things like that. And this doesn't mean you have to be fucking open relationship or any of that shit. It just means we are attracted to other people. If we can fucking acknowledge that, it doesn't change because of a commitment we make. And as Aubrey says and other people, if you choose monogamy, understand that's the sacrifice both of you make to commit to one another for love, for each other, not for any other reason. But point being, the book Untrue is phenomenal. I know I'm gonna have a great, great fucking conversation with Wednesday Martin. That one's coming up in New York. And also Alex and Allison Gray. They are the visionary artists who've been on Rogan's a couple of times. They were recently on Aubrey Marcus's podcast. The coolest psychedelic art I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of the things they've painted in visions prior to seeing the art. So whether it was a mushroom trip or 5-MeO-DMT in particular, the second I'm flipping through their art book, I see something and I'm just like, holy shit, I've seen this before. And that's pretty cool. I'm not sure what that means, if it's in the collective consciousness or if we are looking at some aspect of God. However it comes across, it's pretty rad to have shared experiences like that. And so these guys are just incredible people and I'm really excited to podcast with them as well. So we got the New York trip. We've got, what else do we got? We got Sedona. I'm gonna interview Parangi again, my man. Check out his music, the ayahuasca album, and he has a self-titled album, Parangi, P-O-R-A-N-G-U-I. He's on Spotify, Apple Music. Be interviewing him and Anahata, who's been on the show before. We talked about the Native American Spirit Wheel the last time she was on. She's fantastic. That'll be at the end of September. Then a couple of trips to LA where hopefully I will get my man Duncan Trussell to come on this show. I was on his show about a year ago, I want to say. And yeah, he's a bucket list guest to have on. So I want to pick his brain. Hopefully one of those 2 weeks works for him. And quite a few other good guests. I'm going to have Laird Hamilton on. You know, we just got Gabby Reese. That podcast hasn't released yet due to this long timestamp of waiting. But like I said, we'll get some more frequency. Hopefully these shows will start getting cranked out and you guys will get the very best from me. And our very last PSA, one more public service announcement. If you have kids, I'm just going to say this from experience. If you have kids, don't give them sugar. That may sound stupid for me to tell you this, but there are a lot of fucking parents that give their kids sugar. And it's ridiculous. You would not, and please forgive me, I know the R word, retard, is no longer allowed to be used. I have many people that I know that are close to me, even family members that have mental disabilities and challenges. And I would never say that around them or use that to describe them. But the point is, you wouldn't give a kid who had a mental handicap a line of cocaine. Why do you give toddlers who still have an infant, why do you give them fucking sugar? It's like giving crack to somebody. It wires them up. They go on an emotional roller coaster and it just fucks them up. They can't think. They can't do shit. Why do you think so many kids have fucking ADD and ADHD now? It's not that we're changing anything. It's what the fuck, it's what they eat. It's what they put in their body. So that said, what do you give your kid for a special treat? You don't want them to miss out on life. Do your fucking homework. There's keto cookies like Fat Snacks and other products that are pretty damn good. There's keto ice cream. There's a company called Rebel that makes keto ice cream. The whole pint has 7 grams of net carbohydrates in it. The whole pint. And it tastes phenomenal. I have no affiliation with these dudes, but they've got cookie dough ice cream, butter pecan, you name it. So spend a little extra and buy them a fucking treat that's actually good for them. So they don't run around the supermarket like a little asshole and they actually listen to you. That's my final PSA. I know that was a little rough around the edges, but I'm so sick of fucking seeing kids. It'd be like a doctor committing malpractice. That's the way I look at a parent who generally is just ignorant and has no idea what it's doing to their kid. But childhood obesity is on the fucking rise. It is massive. Childhood diabetes on the rise. All fucking disease on the rise. And a lot of these are metabolic. And if you have read Tripping Over the Truth with Travis Christofferson, you'll see there's a metabolic element to cancer. Type 3 diabetes, what Dr. David Perlmutter calls Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and dementia, type 3 diabetes also cause as a metabolic condition from too high of chronically elevated blood sugar levels. All right, that's my spiel. I love you guys. Remember, there's always something you can give your kids so they don't become weird about food and fucking go off the deep end when they go over to their friend's house. Just think, put a little extra effort into it, and you can still find tasty treats that make them feel like they're not missing out. And I tell you what, they will love you. They will love the food that you give them because they know they still get something, and they'll also have an idea of what's healthy and what isn't, which is really important that we teach our kids that. Because when they are out of the house, they'll have to make those choices for themselves. But if they're eating healthy, they'll at least be able to feel the difference when they eat like shit. Thank you guys. I love y'all and we'll chat soon. We're on a mission here at Onnit to put an end to bland tasting healthy food. Our next stop, a 4-in-1 cooking oil ready to put in some serious work in your kitchen. Onnit's compound cooking oil delivers mouthwatering flavor while boasting an impressive nutritional profile, making it the perfect addition whether you're cooking at home or looking for a healthy flavor upgrade on the go. Onnit's compound cooking oil is an optimized combination of 4 different oils to not only produce an amazing taste, but in addition, each different oil delivers powerful nutrients that carry unique benefits like being keto friendly, having no sugar, gluten, dairy, and soy free, high smoke point for safer, more convenient cooking. And I always fry my veggies. I know they say don't fry it, but I pan fry broccolini, all that stuff. I'm not making it crispy and I'm not burning it black, but it's nice to have the high smoke point. Capable of providing your brain and body with very usable energy. This is incredibly important. From stir frying to sauteing to drizzling, Onnit compound cooking oils add a punch of flavor and the benefits of the 4 nutritional oils. Learn more at onnit.com/compound-cooking-oil. And if you go to onnit.com/Kyle, you'll get 10% off your compound cooking oils.